How did you think today went?
I thought I did some things pretty well, actually, in terms of protections and stuff like that. A lot of tip balls today from the defense because there's not a lot of pads. So, I mean, it's very nerve-wracking, and you kind of get tired of that. You can't really get the pads down the O-lineman because we don't have pads on. And you don't know if it's going to be a run or – and they're not rushing. So after they rush, they're just standing straight up and down and block your ball, just – you know, just kind of makes you mad. But at the end of the day, as long as you're making the right decision, like Coach DeFilippo said today and Coach Olson, as long as we're making the right decisions, the defense is going to block the ball down. As long as the ball's going to the right spot, it's good. So I thought in terms of our movement, getting in out of huddle for all of us, I thought we did a great job with protection calls. I thought getting the guys going. But block balls, it was a factor today.
Terrell, last time we played a real game, you were the starter. Yet people aren't talking to you as a starter right now. Where do you think you fit in this year?
I think it's a long time before what? I mean, let's go even regular season. I think September, August, maybe late August. And it's a long time before even the first preseason game. So I think that talks is nonsense. And I just think it doesn't matter right now, as long as we're helping each other, like I said before, and we're getting better and building team chemistry. And I think that's the main thing. We're going to need each other more than right now, knowing who the starting quarterback's going to be or who's getting talked about. I think that's the thing that's not very important right now to me, that is, right now.
When you first came here, you had one offense, and then you came in that, and last year came out, you had a second offense, and now this year there's another offense.
Yeah.
How much of a challenge is that part of it? You know?
I think it's very challenging, but you know, like Coach says, it's all about how much you study it, you know. And I study a good bit. I mean, about 2 hours a night after going home again, and spend another 2 hours or hour and a half, whatever the case may be, and get done what I need to get done. I think the main thing for us is just getting the protection calls down and understanding the protections, so we can actually sit back and be stress free really in the pocket. And I think that's the main thing. So, like I said, today we all did a great job. I know myself, I did a great job today in getting the protection calls down, and I think that was a big thing for me today that I wanted to get positive, and I think I took a step forward today.
When you hired the quarterback coaches this offseason, you were saying that what you really wanted to work on was your footwork. You said that was the key to your throwing good balls. It seemed early on in drills, your footwork looked like you would be focusing on it quite a lot.
Well, yeah, there's another thing is I'm trying to get my elbow up a little more. Coach Olson suggested I, you know, do that a little bit better. But, you know, even early on, I mean, I felt good, accurate, throwing the ball great. You know, I felt good, and I missed two throws today. I don't know if it was just miscommunication, but, you know, I missed two throws today I thought I should have made. And, you know, but like you said, it's definitely in the footwork, and it's definitely on the placement of the ball. And it's so many dynamics of a quarterback, and to have a perfect ball every time, it's kind of freaky, you know, just to see the dynamics of all the things that work together. So, you know, I pay close attention to that when there's not defense there, and I try to just keep on working it as best as I can.
Things don't go as well as you want out here on the practice field this time of year. Do you view it as it's frustrating to you, or is it, okay, it's early, we need to get there by –
I think the main thing right now, I think it's chemistry. And I think just like Matt had today, he had two balls. It was kind of like a deal where someone had to make a play. And that's the main thing right now. We want to be able to get the ball out and let guys make plays. I mean, that's why we got guys like, you know, Marcel at a fullback. He made a catch over safety. I mean, that's mismatches. And I think that's the main thing, is just building the team chemistry, building the trust between the quarterback and the receiver, and also building between the lineman and the quarterback, that the quarterback's going to make the right choice in the protection calls, and we're all on the same page with that. And I think, just like I said before, I know Matt had about two balls tipped today. I had four balls tipped today. So I think the main thing is we can't really pay attention to that, because we're not going to get the guys down without pads on. It's just not going to happen. So I just think we just got to get better with our tempo and just chemistry with the receivers and the linemen. And I think just going into camp, it can only go forward.
You see a lot of development and that sort of stuff in the last month, 6 weeks.
Oh yeah, yes, sir. I mean, Matt Sharp as nails, Matt Flynn, and helps out a good bit. I got a good, pretty good hand on the protection, so I feel very sharp and good on that. And the younger guys are coming along too, so we're just trying to help each other out. And hey, we're teammates, so we're all trying to win. So
your coach was talking about consistency, wanting to see more of that with quarterbacks. Yeah. Is that in the back of you all's head while you're trying to perfect individually your game?
Consistency. Yes, because I mean that's the thing with the quarterbacks, is you have to have consistency. I 100% agree. And like I said, today I thought I may have been inconsistent, but I felt pretty good on the balls that was tipped at. It was going to go to the right place and hit the guy right where it was supposed to hit, but you never know. And I just think as long as we're making the right decisions, and some of the timing stuff may be coming to factor, which we're not exactly in time or in sync with the receiver, but I think that ultimately is that if we're making the right decision, getting the right protection call, all that stuff's going to come. I mean, we're very early in it. It's June. Got about a month or so, a little bit to go before camp, and we could go and hit it home. But I think the main thing that Coach emphasized today, this morning, was that we get through these next three practices or whatever, five practices, and then come into August and not miss a beat, be on the same exact wherever we left off at. So, like I said, the protection calls is huge. We need to get that down, and we're getting there, and so we can relax. And I think, obviously, like you said, it's definitely, we need to get in sync a little bit more and have more consistency. Definitely, I agree.
What do you like about the new offense? What's caught your eye or excites you about the new offense?
We have a great guy calling plays, great coach to me calling plays. It gives Darren McFadden a chance to get downhill, I believe. But besides that, I mean, there's a lot of – all the X's and O's are pretty much the same. It's just a different lingo. So, but obviously we got a different guy calling it than before whatever year. But we got a great guy calling our offense, and he gives us a chance. And he just wants guys to make plays. You know, sometimes, like, he's as honest. You know, sometimes if the plays not going to come out as it was drawn up on the clipboard and before we come out in practice – in the playbook, and he just wants the guys to make plays, you know. And I think that's wonderful just to hear that, you know, just because that's what we're here to do. And, you know, it's not going to be the same route, you know, that it is in the book. So I think that's definitely what I like about this new situation.